Ta'ala, and the choicest blessings of Allah Ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We thank and praise Allah Ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us, and we ask Allah Ta'ala to continuously shower His blessings on us and give us the opportunity to make shukr on a regular basis, acknowledge all the beautiful bounties, give us the ability to use them in the path that He has chosen them to be used. And we ask Allah not to take away any of these blessings from us on account of our own weakness, on account of our own disobedience, or on account of our own ungratefulness. Respected friends and brothers, the Jami'a al-Ulum al-Islamiyya, that is the name of the Darul Ulum that is run under the auspices of the Jamiatul Ulama South Africa in Fordsburg. Alhamdulillah, we've got students that are qualified from there also in our midst. So that Darul Ulum, inshallah, next week is hosting a workshop, an intense three-day workshop on the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The details have been put on the social media, and also a poster was supposed to have been put up there. Inshallah, we hope it's up. So, as a build-up to that particular workshop on seerah, this week most of the masajid in our vicinity here, Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Northwest, everywhere else, the topic is dedicated to the sublime and the noble seerah. So we will also, inshallah, speak on the seerah, two aspects. One is on the virtue of seerah, and the other thing is on the importance of studying seerah and of knowing what the seerah is. So we will start at the point of what is the meaning of the word seerah. Seerah comes from the Arabic word sarah. Sa, sin, alif, ra, sarah. Means to move, to go along, to journey, to travel. It also means to conduct oneself, to behave in a certain way. So these are the meanings of the word seerah. And then it also goes further, that seerah refers to the specific behavior and demeanor of any person, his conduct, his manners, all of that. And then it comes to the specific technical term in terms of the sharia when we speak about the seerah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So while it can mean different things, it comes from there, the word sarah. And in our life, we are all the time moving along. We are not static. We are moving along. We are all the time conducting ourselves in a certain manner. We are behaving in a certain manner and so forth. And we have got certain habits, certain characteristics. So all of that makes up our seerah. So everyone has got a seerah. But when we take the same word in the technical sense, then we speak about the seerah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the entire life of a person, basically we can call his biography, his life history, is his seerah. And when we speak of the seerah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we are talking about his entire life. But we must also remember that when we speak of the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's not just talking of, you know, history, just a series of chronological events, that he was born at this date, and then he grew up, and he was an infant, and then he was a child, and then he was a youth, and then he was an adult, and then he became a Nabi, and then he went to Makkah, he made Hijrah, and then he performed Hajj and all these things in different years. That is one part of the lifestyle or of the history of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we speak of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are talking about a vast ocean of guidance. We are talking about a deep and a broad and a profound science of teachings of guidance, my respected friends and brothers, that cover all the aspects of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life. Not only the events that took place, everything else about his life, his mission, his prophethood, the actions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which forms, we know, as we call it, hadith. All of that is part of seerah. And we go beyond that. The character of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his likes, his dislikes, his disposition, his crying, his laughing, his gestures, his miracles, everything. It's a vast, very, very vast subject, my respected friends and brothers. So when we're speaking of seerah, that is what we are talking. Not about just one day of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, or one action of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, there's so much of importance and virtue and significance on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even the Quran makes mention of the virtue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's an ibadat basically, to speak about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is an ibadat to follow the sunnah. That's a separate one. So this exercise of having the seerah talk here, for example, or we have the seerah talk next week, for example, is that workshop, or we deliver seerah lessons in the madrasa. All these things in themselves forms part of an ibadat, because we find that Allah Ta'ala has spoken very, very highly of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Being the most virtuous creation and human being who ever set foot on the face of this earth, being the most noblest personality, being the chief of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that if we speak about him and we make the dhikri rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it becomes an ibadat for us, my respected brothers. And he had to be the most virtuous. He had to be in the position that he was, because Allah ta'ala chose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to lead all of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. And mankind therefore had to have the greatest amount of appreciation and love and understanding of the leader and the imam, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my brothers, if you look in the ahadith, and even if you look in the Quran, which we'll come to just now, we find that the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been highlighted in so many beautiful and so many different ways. We'll just cast light on a few, and really, I say this repeatedly in my program, that when you speak about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you speak about one quality of his. It goes on for weeks, and it can go on for weeks and for months. There is so much to speak about, because each quality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, apart from being so beautiful and sublime, it is a miracle, my respected friends and brothers. It covers so many beautiful aspects. Therefore, we must not ever miss out on the opportunity of finding out and knowing more and more about the seerah, the way of life, the actions, the words, the guidance of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the book Ash-Shifa, written by Qadi Iyaz, rahimahullah, great scholar, early scholars of Islam, he narrates one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the various other ahadith, that express the excellence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the words of Allah Ta'ala. We'll come to the Quran just now, inshaAllah. Wahab ibn Munabbah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قال الله تعالى سل يا محمد, ask, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask what you want. فقال النبي نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says, قلت ما أسألك يا ربي, what must I ask you, oh my Rabb, what must I ask you? قد اتخذت إبراهيم خليلا, you have made Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام your خليل, your very very close friend. وَكَلَّمْتُكَ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا وَكَلَّمْتَكَ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, and you have spoken to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam directly. وَاصْطَفَيْتَ نُوحًا, and you have chosen Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. وَأَعْطَيْتَ سُلَيْمَانَ مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِهِ, and you have given Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam such an empire and such a kingdom which does not behove anyone else to get it after that. You have given him most beautiful kingdom, and we know this kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam, He was basically the king of every creation and creature. He could talk to the jinn and to the birds and the animals and the fish and whatever else. It might be including the wind. Allah Ta'ala had given him control and kingdom over all of that. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, what should I ask you, O Allah? قال الله تعالى ما أعطيتك خير من ذلك. Whatever I have granted you is much better than all of that. So these are such beautiful things that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made mention of. But Allah Ta'ala says they are beautiful things, but I have given you something even much more better. أَعْطَيْتُكَ الْكَوْثَرِ. I have granted you the house, the pond, or the lake of Kawthar, which we read in أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ. It's an entire talk on its own. On the day of Qiyamah, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to dish out water to his ummatis. I have granted you that. وَجَعَلْتُ إِسْمُكَ مَا عِسْمِي يُنَادَى بِهِ فِي جَوْفِ السَّمَى. And I have put your name with my name. I have put your name with my name, that it is called out in the space. When the adhan is called out, we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. We say, Ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. The name Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People come and ask me, what name must we give? I say, have you got a Muhammad in your family? No, keep it. Yeah, we got one Muhammad. Our baby's uncle's name is Muhammad. There's a baby's uncle in your own lineage. Have you got a Muhammad? Keep Muhammad, the most beautiful name. So Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is with Allah Ta'ala's name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him that in the heavens, in the skies, your name is called out and it is kept with my name. So that is the honor and the excellence of yourself. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَجَعَلْتُ الْأَرْضَ طَهُورًا لَكَ وَلِأُمَّتِكَ. I have made the earth purifier for you and for your ummah. You and I know, my respected friends and brothers, that when we have to make wudu and we don't find water, and we make tayammum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this particular special feature and favor to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told further by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have وَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ. I have overlooked any of your slips. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never ever committed a sin. You must remember that. Allah Ta'ala protected him. Allah Ta'ala protected him. Being the protected Nabi, there is no blemish, there is no sin, there is no stain of any kind of disobedience on you. وَقَدْ تَمْشِي فِي أُمَّتِكَ مَغْفُورًا. And as you walk amongst your ummah, you are pure and clean and forgiven at any given time. That shows how, unblemished our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is as a leader. No one can point a finger and say he just committed that sin, na'udhu billah, or he had that fault, or he made that slip up. At any time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking on the face of this earth, totally purified of every kind of sin, if anybody ever wanted to pluck on him, because he was not sinful, Allah Ta'ala made him ma'asum and protected him. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَمْ أَصْنَعُ ذَٰلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ غَيْرُكَ. I have not done this for anyone else but you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَجَعَلْتُ قُلُوبَ أُمَّتِكَ مَصَاحِفِهَا. That I have made the heart of your ummah their scriptures. I have made the heart of your ummah, their scriptures. No one else had that. Meaning what? That there will be people in your ummah, when they want to read the Quran, the scripture, my word, they will read it out of their heart. All the huffaz that we have here. And not only the hafizes, everyone sitting here in the masjid, you know some or other part of the Quran. No one knows any chapter of their scriptures as well as we know, even if we know only inna atayna and qul huwallah. It is something that we have got, part of the scripture being read out of our heart, my respected friends and brothers. So that is another favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَخَبَعْتُ لَكَ شَفَاعَتُكَ. That I have kept for you, stored away for you, your intercession for your ummah. And I have not given that to any other Nabi besides you. So this great station of interceding on the day of Qiyamah for the ummah and for the people is something that has been given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is from the ahadith, which is quoting the words of Allah Ta'ala and then transmitted to us via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the virtue, my respected friends and brothers, as we look at in the hadith And not as a hadith, hadith al-Qudsi, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking. So why should it not be virtuous? Why should there not be ibadat? Why should it not be soul lifting and soul enriching for us to make dhikr khair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It's an ibadat on its own. Then if you look at the various ayat of the Quran, my respected friends and brothers, there are just too many. We'll just quote one or two. For example, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran with regard to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We all know أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah says, we have raised and elevated for you your renown. Meaning what? We have lifted your name. We have granted respect and honor to your name. No one else has been given. And there is a whole lecture on that and a whole discussion on how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Apart from it being called out all the time in the adhan and being recited in the salah and so forth. We find even the enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even the non-believers and the disbelievers and the orientalists for that matter, when they start writing on the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who write with a clear, unprejudiced and unbiased mind, we find that they have got the best of words, the most glorious words to express the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the works of Thomas Carlyle and George Bernard Shaw and all other people. Even Mahatma Gandhi, what beautiful words they had to say about Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Allah Ta'ala's way of having raised His name, my respected friends and brothers. Then we find Allah Ta'ala mentions in another ayat of the Quran, which is mentioning the virtue of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seerah, the virtue of his seerah, as mentioned in the Quran. If Allah mentioned it, then we also mention it. Number one, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ وَإِنَّكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That's the ayat. Verily you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hold the highest pedestal, position, station of noble character. There is nothing better than for a person to have the best of character. And the best of character, my brothers, is that what is practiced by Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala has praised his character in the ayat of the Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Again, this is the seerah, and this is the virtue of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. Then we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we all know, Yasin. Some people say Yasin means, Allah Ta'ala is talking to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is his name. Some of the scholars are of the opinion that one of the names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Yasin. So whoever's name is Yasin, you're very lucky. And if you've got Muhammad Yasin, you're double lucky. You've got two names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, he says, Wal Quran al Hakim, Allah takes an oath on the wise Quran, on the Quran of wisdom. Wal Quran al Hakim. And then Allah Ta'ala, after taking that oath, says, Innaka laminal mursaleen. Verily, you are from among the messengers. So here we find Allah Ta'ala has elevated and has promoted the prophethood of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by taking a qasam first on the Quran al-Kareem. And then there are lots of other ayats, my respected friends and brothers. We are going to go over to the next aspect now, which I said will be the second part, the importance and the significance of studying the seerah. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, on the importance of لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Verily for you, O believers, in the life of Rasulullah is the most beautiful example. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us to give importance and due regard to the study of seerah and knowing. Allah says, for who it is? لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Those people who are hoping to meet Allah Ta'ala and who are hoping to come to the last day. Every person's destination as we are here is when we close our eyes, moving on to another part of the journey that we are busy carrying out until we're going to meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala face to face, until we're going to see the last day. But to get on that path, to follow the correct way and the correct teachings of guidance, Allah Ta'ala says, nowhere else, fi Rasulillah, in the life, in the seerah, in the sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here, respected friends and brothers, the importance is made known to us. That if we have been put on the face of this earth to fulfill the task of obedience and worship to Allah Ta'ala, we will never be able to do that if we have not studied the seerah. If we study the seerah is the thing that gives us the indication of what exactly is required from us and how we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we were left to our own devices, we would not know how to worship Allah ta'ala, we would not know how to recognize Allah ta'ala, we would not know how to show obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find so many corrupt and false religions that got absolutely no basis, and the people, they think they are worshipping somebody or in some way, but the fact of the matter is, are they doing it like how Allah ta'ala wants them to do it? So here Allah Ta'ala himself has pointed out to us the importance of knowing the seerah. Then through that you will be able to actually reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my brothers, the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so important. Every teaching of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is something that is needed, will be needed, and was needed by mankind till the day of Qiyamah. So whatever our needs are in terms of finding our solutions, overcoming our problems, finding the straight path, they are all covered in the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the miracle of the matter is that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived as a prophet for 23 years. In that 23 years, Allah Ta'ala brought about every kind of situation in a very broad way that mankind is going to face till the day of Qiyamah. And then when he have any difficulty, he must just refer back to this great oceanic encyclopedic life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will find an answer there, my brothers. So, if we know the seerah, then all our needs in terms of addressing human difficulties and solutions and problems and whatever else will all be found. And every field of every person's life is covered in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Be a person, a father, be he a son, be he a laborer, be he an employer, be he a teacher, be he a judge, be he a leader, be he a commander, be he whatever he wants to be. All these different things are found in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whichever way a person wants to lead, whatever he is, as a husband, he will find there are teachings given to him in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every day after Maghrib, we so honored, we have one or other hadith being mentioned, and we have discussed so many aspects, for example, of business and of other things of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's character. Why we do that? So that the people can come to know how to lead their lives in the different fields that they are, whether they are, or the different capacities they might find themselves. And there are lots of other important things we can throw light on. Just one last thing, that without the seerah, my brothers, we will not understand the orders and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the seerah, we will not understand the Quran, the context that it was revealed. Because when we look at the various ayat of the Quran, the various verses, and how Allah is mentioning certain things, and why is this thing mentioned after that, and why is this verse mentioned before that, there's a link. All those things will only be understood clearly if we revert and resort to studying the seerah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all the other commands of Allah, the fiqh that we need so much in our life regarding our salah, our zakat, our hajj, and all of that, how will we understand all those commands? We can't just start saying, I want to perform salah, or I have to make safar namaz now, or I have to make qaza now, or whatever the issue might be, until and unless we have not studied the seerah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my respected brothers, this is an important topic, and like we mentioned in the starting, why we spoke on this is because the Jamia al-Ulum al-Islamiyah will be hosting a seerah workshop starting next week, Friday, Saturday and Sunday at Lindbrook Park. Inshallah, the details are put on the board there, or we have also put it on social media. Brothers wish to benefit from this particular workshop. You have renowned speakers and mashallah, very well learned scholars who will be presenting discourses on the seerah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.